town of Deer Lake has announced its plans to gradually and safely reopen town-operated buildings in the wake of a recent COVID outbreak. A recent cluster of COVID-19 cases in the area forced the closure of town facilities 2 weeks ago. The OCM's Richard Duggan speaks with Mayor Dean Ball about reopening the town.
And we have been closed now for every 2 weeks on Saturday. So what we are doing now, we're hearing from a lot of the business now, given the time of the year it is, the restaurants are way down in numbers because of our decision of a couple of weeks ago. So we just want to get people start to move around a little bit, doing again on a safely as possible, the face mask still, we still have to keep the safety aspect of this at the top of our priority. It has to be the social distancing and the face mask at all times if you're in a public area. So, we want to get opened up and we want to show our community and our appreciation of what our community have done and our business community have done over the last couple of weeks.
What's the feeling like from residents? Are they nervous about returning to the new normal given what happened?
When this kind of stuff hits really close to home, it puts everybody in a bit of fear is the right word, but the impact of it is certainly is heightened as regards to the way everybody is now more following the guidelines more to the social distancing, the mask, and sanitation. It is certainly a new height of what we're used to seeing. And no doubt, if we did probably get a little bit relaxed over the last, 5, 6, 7 months. So I tell you now, it's really put a new spin on what we're seeing in our community. People have really supported our decision, and we applaud our residents and our business community for stepping up when needed.
Now, when we last spoke, you were in constant communication with health authorities over the situation. What's the latest from them? Have they concluded? Has contact tracing been completed for all the cases that came out of Deer Lake? And what's the situation like there?
We have had very, very, very close communication with the province, the premier, and we really want to thank them for their input over the last couple of weeks and helping us through this. The premier and our chief medical officer have been there all the way through with us. When we took this extra step, this was not something that was mandated by the province. This is something that our own council felt that was necessary to try and stop this quickly. And again, with the support of the province, they have been very, very close to us with telephones, emails, texts. It's been a great communication piece, and I really want to throw out a bouquet to them tonight for their response to our difficult time over the last couple of weeks. We've had the staff here of public health and Western Health and even the school board, the English School Board District. Everybody has been at our fingertips and giving us some guidance and direction on how to do what we started to do ourselves. So it was, it's been a very, very worthwhile learning experience for us. And we take this virus. We don't take it lightly. We do promote the social distancing and promoting the local bubbles again and the hand sanitation. So it's, we just want to get open for business again and back in a very, very safe manner. So to our residents and to our surrounding communities, when you get back into our community, we're doing it on a safe manner.